Okay, we're picking up the Gemara Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The first line, the Gemara says, Rabbi Zera Chalash, Rabbi Zera once got sick, Alagabe Rebahu. Rabbi Bahu came to visit him. And what happened? Kabila, he made a neder, Im mispach ktina charif shake. If the short one, ktina charif shake, if he'll get better, the one whose legs have been burnt, if he'll get better. Why was he called the one whose charif shake's legs were burnt? Because the Gemara in Bava Metzia relates that it says a story that like every month or so he would go next to the fire and he would see if what the fires of Gehenim were like, to see if he'd be burnt by them, and he was never harmed because he was a tzaddik. However, one time someone gave him an ayin hara and he was burnt by the fire that he was sitting next to, and that's why ever since then people called him the short one who had burnt legs. Okay, the Gemara says, "Avina yom atav l'rabbanan." I'm going to make a festive meal for the rabbis. Isbach, what happened? It was a miracle. Rabbi Zera recovered. Avat sudasa l'kula rabbanan, and he made a suda. Rabbi Abahu kept his promise. Kimata l'mishra. So when it came, this is why the story is being related now. When it came time to start the meal, Amrle l'Rabbi Zera, he said to Rabbi Zera, "Lishri lanmar." Why don't you open up the meal for us by saying Hamotzi? Amar le, lo saver lamar lehad Rabbi Yochanan damar Baal Abayis Botzea. Don't you hold of Rabbi Yochanan who said that the Baal Abayis is the one who breaks the bread and therefore he's the one who make the bracha? So the Gemara says, Shara lehu, Rabbi Bahu, then you said that you're right, and he started the meal, he said the bracha and he broke the bread. Kimata brucha, now is time to bench. Amr Le, Rabbi Bahu then said to Rabbi Zera, Nivrach Lamar, why don't you bench for us? Amr Le, Lo Sever Lamar, Da'a, Darvuna, Damin Bavel, Da'amar. Don't you hold, Rabbi Zera responded, do you not hold the ruling of Ravuna from Bavel? Why was he called Ravuna from Bavel? Rabbi points out, he's always Ravuna. Why Rabbi Bavel? Because we're in the presence of Rabbi Bahu, who is from Eretz Yisrael. So he was calling him Ravuna of Bavel, who said, Botzea, Mivarech, that the one who said Amotzi, he's the one who should bench. Okay, so the Gemara now asks, though, why did Rabbi Abahu, he knew how to learn, so why did Rabbi Abahu hold the way that he did originally? V'yu k'man spirle, what did Rabbi Abahu hold like? Ki he held the following. Ki hadam Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yochanan ben Ochai, balabayis botzeh v'orech mevarech. He held that the one who is the balabayis, the one who's hosting the meal, he is the one who says the hamotzi, and the guest will say birkas hamazah. So the Gemara now says, what about bracha rishona? So the Rishonim point out that maybe by Bracha Rishona, he was assuming that it's really Rabbi Zera's meal, so maybe Rabbi Zera should be the one who's making the Bracha, because Rabbi Yochanan only says it's by benching. So we have no Shita that said that the Baal Abayis should make, that the guest should make the Hamotzi, so that's what he's holding with regards to this. And Aragor explains, Rabbi Yochanan, Baal Abayis Potzea, Kedei Sheivta Be'en Yafet, the reason that the Baal Abayis, that the host, he is the one who makes the Hamotzi and gives out the bread, is because he'll give out generously large portions. But if you're a guest, we're afraid that he's not going to know how much the Baal Abayis wants to give out of the challah, he's going to give very small portions, so therefore we have the one who's hosting the meal give out the challah. Orech Mevarech, and the guest is going to say Berech Mazon. Why is that? Kedei Sheivarech Baal Abayis, that he should give the bracha to the person who's hosting the meal. Gemara asks, what bracha are you giving? My mevarach, what bracha do you give to the one who's hosting the meal? Says the Gemara, Yiratzon, it should be your will, Hashem. Shelo yevosh Baal Abayis b'lamazeh, the host will not be embarrassed by anything in this world. V'lo yikalam l'ababa, and he'll not be humiliated in the world to come. V'rabbi mosif badvarim. So Rebbe would be Mosif. What would be Mosif? So he'd be successful in all of his endeavors, and they should be his possessions, and his endeavors should be in this city and close to this city. Why? Because it says if they're close to the city, you're able to check it out. If you have real estate close to where you live, it's a lot easier to check on it and make sure everything's going okay. And there's going to be the satan's not going to get involved with his work or our work. Or lo yizdaker, lo lefanav, lo lefaninu, nothing bad is going to happen before him. Shum davar herochet v'arvam v'atav v'aralam. Nothing's happened from here now and forever to him at all. Okay, that's the bracha. So it was the time the Hasidurim, like from 10-15 years ago, weren't printing this because the minhag for whatever reason was not to say this. But din of the Gemara, however, Baruch Hashem, now I think it became more popular. People realize this. It's a real din that when a person is by a guest, is a guest at a suda, he has to say, it's a chiyuv for him to say this thing out loud so that the Baal HaBayis can hear it and say amen to this bracha. The Brisker, a famous stickle Torah about this, he thought that based on the Rambam, that it's mamish an extension of the fourth bracha. He held that Tova Meitiv extends to this Yiratzon, and this is extension, so he really held the Me'ikr, then you have to say it. And really, a person should, if a person is a guest, everyone should make sure to say this out loud that the Baal HaBayis can hear him. Okay, continues the Gemara now. Ad Heichan Birchas Hazimun. So now we're discussing Zimun, so we're asking, when is the bracha of Zimun? So when they make a Zimun, a person says, Rav Sainav Reich, and that, but when does it continue? So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar says, Ad Nevarach. It extends to when you say, Rav Sainav Reich, Yisham Rach, Yisham Rach, Yisham Rach, Yisham Rach, Shalchanu Shalom. According to Rav Nachman, that's where it ends. Rav Sheshes Amar Ad Hazan, that it's going to extend to the bracha of Hazan, and that you say the whole first bracha out loud. So there's a big machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, really Rashi and all the other Rishonim really disagree with Rashi. Rashi is a minority over here. But Rashi says that this means that we're talking about over here, that you, the person who makes a zimun says, Rabbi Hussein Nevarech, and that whole part in the whole first bracha is included in the zimun. And that would mean that someone, according to Rav Sheshes, someone who is not benching with the Zimun, would not say the bracha of Hazan. He would start rather from no delecha. So Tosfos has a whole host of kashas on that, so therefore they say a different shot. They say that they say based on the Gemara later on. However, for simplicity's sakes, we're going to go with Rashi's shot for the Hemshech of the Sugya. If you want to see Tosfos, the Biur Maslil is Ad, and also Leman is very important for understanding the Tosfos of Sugya, because really we don't paskin like Rashi. However, Rashi is just, we're going to, for simplicity's sakes, we're going to explain Rashi in the Hemshech of the Gemara. Now it says, Nema Ketanai. Are we going to say that this is a Machloka Tanai? We pointed out, whenever it says Nema Ketanai, this is always going to be rejected, because why are Amoraim disagreeing with a concept that's already mentioned in the Tanaim? So what is the potential machlokas Tanaim that's already Amoraim, that's machlokas Tanaim now? The Tanechada, we have one brisa that says, Birchas Hamazon Shnayim Ushlosha, that one, the benching could either be two brachas or three brachas. And another brisa says, Tanidah Shlosha Ve'arba, three or four brachas. So the Gemara is going to explain the following. So both of these brises are probably assuming that had the bracha, the fourth bracha that we know, is not the raisa. So what's the lashon of two or three or three or four? So says the Gemara, my love, isn't this what they're arguing about? The one who says shtayim v'shalos, it's two or three brachas, kasavar has ad hazan, that he would say that the bracha extends until hazan, and that would mean that again, when you're saying a zimun, you have three brachas. When you're not saying a zimun, you're only saying two. Uman demar shlosha ve'arba, one who's saying three or four, he was assuming that when you have a zimun, you're saying four brachas, and when you're not having a zimun, you'll say three brachas. He's assuming that would be the shita of Rav Nachman, so that would be the machlokes tanaim over here. Again, Tosfos's read is, this is going on the amount of people, not the amount of brachas. Okay, that's the, where we're going with the pshat of Rashi. So Gemara now rejects this, and Gemara says, no, lo, this is not a machlokes tanaim. Really, Rav Nachman tarzatame, each of these amoraim could explain both prices according to their shita, and they don't have to assume that it's a machlokes. How are they each going to explain their shita? Rav Nachman, mitarzatame, Rav Nachman's going to explain his reasoning. Dekule, alma, nevarech. Everyone's going to agree that you say only till nevarech shachan mishallah. That's the end of the Zimun. The one who holds three or four, that's understood according to Rav Nachman. There's no problems over there, because it's when you have a Zimun, it's considered four, and when you don't have a Zimun, that's three. So that's no Shaila. However, how is it going to explain, when do you say two or three brachas? And we're talking about the brachas po'alim, the workers. We mentioned earlier that the workers get rid of, they abridge the version of the brachas, so since they usually say three brachas, however here they're saying only two, and so that's why, that's where referring to two or three. We're talking about three is a normal case. However, if you're a worker, then you do not say three, rather you'll say two, because you abridge no delecha and the bonei shalim, you combine them into one bracha. So the ramar posech ba'azan, you continue, you open up with hazan, the kol bonei shalim b'rechas ha'aretz, and you include bonei shalim b'rechas ha'aretz. So that would, again, that is when we assume that the people who are working have the right to combine the three brachas into two, and that's this brisa over here. No kashas according to Rav Nachman. Now the Gemara says Rav Sheshes mataritz l'tamer. Rav Sheshes can also explain his shita with his svar. What's his svar? The kule alma ad hazan. Everyone agrees that the bracha is going through hazan. Man damer shtayim v'shalosh shapir. The one who holds two or 3 makes a lot of sense. Meaning, if you have a zimun, you'll say 3 brachas. If you don't have a zimun, you'll only say 2. You'll skip hazan. Umadam shlosh va'arba, the one who says 3 or 4, how are you going to explain that according to Rav Sheshes? The Gemara says, kasavra atova meitiv deraisa. This shita must hold that atova meitiv is deraisa. And when we're saying 3 or 4, 3 brachas are the really not hazan, but rather is alat ve'al mazon and boni yushalayim. And then the third, and then saying atova meitiv would be rather the fourth one already if you assume that that's the deraisa. That's what this manda amar holds. So the Gemara says, now once we're mentioning that atova meitiv, there's a potential dea that holds atova meitiv is deraisa, the Gemara is going to bring many proofs now that it's really derabanan. Amar Rav Yosef, teda atova meitiv lav deraisa. Rav Yosef says, it's no way atova meitiv is deraisa. Shari polim okrina. So we see over here, this is the first raya, that if kabim, if a worker is allowed to completely get rid of it, if he doesn't say it at all, that shows that it's not d'oraisa, right? Because we still assumed, we said right before, that you still abridge bonei yushalayim birchas ha'aretz, so you're still abridging those and getting rid of a bracha. But since you're mentioning the themes, that still shows that it's d'oraisa. However, when it comes to the fourth bracha, you don't abridge it at all, you completely get rid of it. That shows that it is really a din d'rabanan, okay? That's the first proof. The second proof now is, Amar Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Barta b'shmei d'rav, teda tov emeitiv lav d'oraisa. We know that tov emeitiv not d'oraisa. How do I know that? Sharei posech b'bar. It opens up with a baruch ve'in chosim b'baruch and doesn't end with a baruch. And what's that raya? Kitesanya from the following braisa. Kol ha-brachos kulam posech ben b'baruch ve'chosim ben b'baruch. The general rule is that every bracha begins with a baruch and ends with a baruch, except for chosim b'brachas ha-peros b'brachas ha-mitzvos. B'brachas ha-peros, we just say b'racha atash l'cham b'or pre'etz, or ha-shek ha-shem v'sav z'vani l'neach tefillin. We don't say a double lashon of the ending bracha. Bracha smucha l'chaverta. And a bracha that is following a previous bracha. For example, right, in Birchas Kriyat Shema, we start off Bracha Ta Hashem Lekei Yotzer Or Avarach Hoshech. We end off Yotzer Ma'oros. We don't start with the next bracha. Rather, we go right into Avarabba, and we don't say the next bracha. Anytime you have a bracha that's next to a bracha beforehand, then you will not make start off as a lashon of baruch. Ubracha achrona shebe Kriyat Shema, bracha achrona of Kriyat Shema, meaning Emes V'yatzev, Emes Yomuna, those do not poseach be baruch because they're really connected to the Avarabba, which was connected to the Yotzer Or. Yesh men poseach baruch, but ain't close in baruch. There are some brachas that start off with a baruch, but don't end with a baruch. Again, that's referring to the brachas on food and mitzvahs that we mentioned before. Okay, so that's what we hold over here. That's what we say. Tosfos just asked the question that there are many exceptions to this rule, right? We say every morning, Elokai Neshama. That's not necessarily next to anything. That's why Tosfos gets into saying it next to Asher Yatzar. That's why it's more correct that they point out by that. What about Tfilas HaDerech? Also, we don't say that with opening with a bracha. That's why some try to say it next to a bracha as well over there. Basically, each time that we have a bracha that's opening without a baruch, basically every time there'll be a question about that, why it is not, what it, maybe it's some up to something beforehand, but what's the raya from over here? We see from over here, the yesh mem shechosim mem bebaruch, that we continue, the braisa is continuing now, that there are some that are conclude with a baruch, ve'en poseach bebaruch, but they do not open with a bracha, v'atova meitiv poseach bebaruch, ve'en chosim bebaruch. It opens with a baruch, it doesn't end with a baruch, so if you assume atova meitiv is part of the biblical brachas, the brachas midaraisa that you have to say, then why would it not be samach lechaverta of boni yushalayim? Since you're not saying it in this situation where you're saying with a baruch, it shows that it wasn't fundamentally linked to the previous bracha. Says the Gemara Michlal the bracha of Nehatzmahi. This shows that it's an independent bracha, and therefore it is its own independent bracha, and you would start off by saying a baruch, which shows that it's not a daraisa, it's a new inyan. And why do we say it? Yeah, we're going to see this later in the Gemara that it was written only as a shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they were able to bury the Haruge Beitar. Since they were able to bury them, they made a separate shevach to make mention in benching, and it's not really fundamentally part of the Doraisa Dinim of benching. Okay, Gemara is now quoted a third proof that Atova Meitiv is really Derabanan. The Omer of Nachmar Yitzchak, Teda Atova Meitiv Lav Doraisa. Yeah, give you another proof that Atova Meitiv is not Doraisa. Teda Sharei Okrenoso Bevesa Evel. We don't say it in a house of mourning. Kedisanya, because the braisa says, Mayim Omer Bebesa Eva, what bracha do they say? Baruch Atov Ameitiv. That's the sheet of the Tanakama. However, Rabbi Kiva says, Baruch Dan Emes. You don't say Atov Ameitiv at all. Rather, you say, Dayan Ha'emes, the bracha, a person says, Rachman Atzlan, when one loses a relative. Rabbi Akiva was willing to uproot the bracha of Atov Ameitiv. It must be, again, another sheet that shows that this is really fundamentally a din derabanan. Gemara has to wait. Atov Ameitiv in Dayan Ha'emes, lo. That according to the opinion of the Tanakama, you're going to say Atova Meitiv and not mention Dina Emes. We're talking about a Beis Avil over here. You should say this Dina Emes. The Gemara says, Hatov Ametiv. No, the Tanakhama holds you say Hatov Ametiv and also Dayana Emes. Obviously saying that you would say Dayana Emes as well. The Gemara says now, Marzucha Ikla Vei Ravashi, if Marzucha was visiting Ravashi, it's Raibe Milsa. So Ravashi literally means something bad happened to him, meaning one of his relatives dies and he was in Shiva. Pasach Baruch, so he said the bracha of Birchas Hamazon, and then when he got up to Hatov Ametiv, he said Hatov Ametiv, El Emes is the true God. Dayan Emes Shofet Betzedek Lokeach B'Mishpat is the true judge. Right, he judges with righteousness. Lokeach B'Mishpat, he takes away with justice. V'Shali Pe'Elam Alasos Per Kitzono, he rules the world as he chooses. Ki Chol Derechav Mishpat, everything he does is just. Shehakol Shelo V'Anachnu Amo V'Avadav, everything is his and we are his nation and his avadim. V'Chol Anachnu. Everything we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, go there, Pirtzos B'Yisrael. He also is going to fix together the breaches amongst Chal Yisrael. Who Yigdar Es HaPirtza HaZos B'Yisrael HaChayim. He's also, Yomir Tashem, should mend this fence, this broken fence that we have, this Pirtza that a person has, that he, the feeling of loss that he has. So the Gemara mentions Lahechanu Chozer. So now that we have going back to the dinner of Zimun. But before we get to the Hemshech of the Gemara, it's just important to note that it's very interesting. The Rambam quotes this, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Is for whatever reason, it became a minhag not to say this din. It's really din of the Gemara. The Rambam Shulchan Aruch said, if I remember correctly, I think Rav Schechter said that when he was in Avelis, he did say this brach. He didn't know the justification for the minhag. So however, minhag olam seems to be not to say this. If I remember correctly, okay. The Gemara now goes back to the subject of Zimun. The Gemara says, Lahechan hu Chozer. So where does, again, one who is, we're going back to the Shaila, if let's say you had two people benching and one was just answering. So if he just answered, where does he go back to say his benching? So the Gemara says, Rezuid Mishmei de Abaya, Rezuid in the name of Abaya says, Chozer l'Rosh. You go back to the beginning of Birchas HaMazon. Rabbanah me l'mazot u'lamakom shepasak. You go back to the place where you left off. So the Gemara answers, Nevehilchas u'lamakom shepasak. So according to Rashi, this whole thing is a hemshech of what we saw in Memvav and Aleph. That according to Rashi, you say Hazan, and since Hazan is fundamentally part of the chiyuv of the Birkas Hazimun, then that means that according to this, that you go back, when it says go back to Larosh, you go back to the beginning of Hazan Sakol. However, according to the Rabbanan, which is how the Gemara is passing, according to Rashi, if you answered the Zimun and you heard the first bracha out loud, you would then have to only start with no delicha. So Tosfos asks a big kasha. Tosfos, what are you talking about though? If you're eating afterwards, how are you allowed to be mafsik and then eat bread? You continue eating the pashas. You're continuing your meal. So how is your Tosos come out to a different answer? They give two tiritim ayin sham in the Tosos. Okay, so that's going back. That's what Rashi says, and the Gemara is continuing now. So the Gemara says now, Amar le Rish Galusa Rav Sheshes. The Rish Galusa said to Rav Sheshes, Avagav the Rabbanik Shisha Aton. Even though you guys are elderly Rabbanim, you're holy Rabbanim. So some of the Persians, they have better manners when it comes to the Suda than you guys have. What is that? Bismanshin Michne Mitos. When they had two reclining chairs, they used to sit in like these reclining chairs, like similar to like a reclining couch that you have nowadays. They used to recline. That's why you always do Mesubin. I mentioned this earlier. That's why you always do Hesebu. That's why you always do Mesubin on the Pesach, because that shows Derech Chiras. So that's how they used to eat. So when they had two people who were lying back together, Gadol Mesei Barosh, the bigger person, he would sit on the first one. Vishini Lo Alamala Mino, second one would be above him so that they can talk to each other, okay, without having, be next to his head. It was Manshem Shalosh, however, the three people, Gadol Mesei Ba'emta, the most chashiv one sits in the, he lies in the middle. Sheini lo lamala, you know, the second one is going to be above him, again, with his haste facing him. Shlishi lamata, you know, the third one is going to be below him. Meaning that Rashi points out, that means that he's going to be by his feet. So the Gemara says that he doesn't know why this is so good. Amar lei v'chibay shtuya behade, is that right? That when the most chashiv one wants to speak to the second most chashiv one, that he's going to have to turn his head every time he wants to speak to him? So the Gemara says, "Metaris teruts of Yasim Shabbatay." He's gonna, every single time he's gonna have to get up to speak to him. So that, why is that better than just having a situation where he wouldn't have to do that? So the Gemara says, "Amrlei Shani Parsai." The Reish Galus responded on that Nekuda. He said, "Shani Parsai the Mechuve Le B'Machug." They signaled to each other, so they wouldn't have to necessarily be with them, get up to talk to him. So therefore, in a Chanami, if you're talking to him with your hand, they will not. They'll see the signals, even though he's like his head is behind him. He'll still see it when he puts out his head. So the Gemara says, another point Rav Sheshes was talking about with the Persians, Mai Mishonim Heichan Maschilan. Where did they begin their Mai Mishonim? Is to wash their hands before the Biel Amar Lei Min HaGadol. They did it from the most chashuv one. So Rav Sheshes doesn't like this either. So he says, if we're talking about where everyone was washing for each other, and they're all going to make the amotzi together, so he has to wash first and sit there quietly while everyone else is washing. It's not appropriate that the most chashuv person just have to wait around for everyone else. So the Reish Galusa responded, No, in a chanami, right after he washes, that each person would have their individual tables, right? Gemara Pesachim says that each person had their individual tables, so they used to bring him his table with his food, and he would make a bracha right away. They wouldn't make a bracha for everyone else. He would make a bracha and wash right away, make the hamotzi right away. It wouldn't be any delay, so there's no issue of kavod over there. So the Gemara says, now, my machronim, Rosh Hashanah asks a further question. How do they do my machronim? Heichan maschilin, amar lei, he says, minakatam, from the least chashuv person. The Godo Yosef Viyada Mizuma Sachinota Kulan. So then Rosh Hashanah doesn't like that either. He says that's good. The person whose hands are dirty, meaning the most chashuv person is gonna sit there with his hands are dirty the whole time. So the Reish Galusa answered that also. He says, Amalei, Lo Masal Ketaka Mekame Adumata Maya Gabe. Here's also not an issue. They had his own table and he was continuing to eat while everyone was doing Maya Machronim, and only when he was ready to actually bench would they take away his table and then wash his hands. Okay? So the Gemara now goes back to the problem that the Reish Galusa had. Amar Sheshis, Ana Masnisi Adana. I don't know what you say about this whole thing about the Persians being better. I know how to learn a Braisa. The Braisa says, the sign the Braisa taught, Keitza Seder Haseh, but what's the process for a person that wants to lie and recline when he's eating? Bezman change, they meet us when they're sitting back on two of these reclining chairs. Gadol Mesei Barosh, the more the chashuv person is going to sit at the head. Usheni La Mita Emino, and the second person is going to be below him. So if he's below him, when they talk to each other, they'll be able to talk to each other without having to turn around. Bizman shein shalosh mitos, when there are three, okay, they're sitting in three chairs reclining. Gadol mesei barosh, the most prominent one is going to be first. Sheni lo lamala mino, the second one is going to be above him. Shlishi lo lamata hemino, and the third one is going to be below him. So in this, they're accomplishing, what are they getting? That the most chashuv one, if he wants to talk without every time having to turn his head, he could talk to the third one, and then, still though, and then he won't have to turn around, okay? So where it says, Maimai Rishonim, when it comes to the Maim Rishonim, that you're washed for the Hamotzi, then we say, Matzchilim in Agadol, the most prominent one's gonna start, and then he will assumingly be brought out his food right away and make the Hamotzi. Maim Achronim, when it comes to Maim Achronim, Bizmanshim, Chamisha Matzchilim in Agadol, when there's five people or less, then they start from the most chashuv one, and they let him wash Mayim Achronim first. However, Zmanshein Mea, where it's going to be more than that, and he's going to wait forever while they're... So then we don't give him the kibbutz of starting the Mayim Achronim first. Maschilim and Akata, Nacha Megiim, Eitzel Chamisha. We begin from the least chashuv one, and then when there's five left, we start with the most chashuv one. What's this idea of having five? It's not necessarily a din of giving him kavod, because we saw before, if there are 100, we don't make him wait. So rather, the Rishonim assume that the reason that when you have five is because he'll have time. They used to say all the benching by heart. So you just have to review it to make sure that you had everything in your head. So you didn't need more than five people worth. So after that, it's just going to be distracting and annoying for you to wait around. So they would give five people. They would have four other people you would wash first, and then you'd have four of the people who would be washing Mayim Achronim after you. And that time, the person who was washing Mayim Achronim would be leading the benching. He'd prepare the benching in his head. And they start from the most chashuv one again when there's five people. And where we assume the sham bracha chozeres, that meaning the person who does the Mayim Achronim, the first of the five people, he's going to say the benching. And that's like we pointed out. That's what the reason, the point that you have that was in order to prepare the benching. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Messiah of the Rav." This whole thing is a proof for Rav. Demar Abtim and Rabashim. Rav kol anotu yada bachrona tchila. Whoever is the first of the five to wash his hands, whom is umad bracha? He's the one who should do the benching. And this is Bryce has a clear proof for that shita of Rav. The Gemara relates to Rav Chia have a yasve besuda kamei de Rebbe. So we actually saw this in a few dapim before. I think Mem Gimel. We saw this. Gemara said, "Amar le Rebbe le Rav." Rebbe said to Rav, "Kumashi yada, go wash your hands." So what happened? Chazit the Kamartis, Rav Chia saw that Rav was so embarrassed about this. He said, "Amalei bar Pachasi ben Gedolim, don't worry, I'm Bracha Mazona Kamarlach. Don't worry, he was telling you, Rebbe is telling you that you're leading the benching and you should prepare the benching and nothing to do with your hands being dirty or anything else." Okay, the Gemara now says, "Tan Rabbanan in Mechabdin." So once we're discussing about when we can give kavod, we're going to discuss when you shouldn't give kavod. Don't let someone else precede you in the following. Lo bedrachim, if you're on the roads. It was dangerous to let people just pass you on the roads. Even if your Rebbe is in the car in front of you, if it's going to lead to some sort of danger, then don't let him pass you on the roads. Velo b'ksharim, and not over the bridges. Also same idea. Velo b'daimizuma, same thing when it comes to washing. When your hands are dirty, you don't have to give kavod first to the most chashuv person in the group. The Gemara now says, Ravin ve'abaye havi ka'azli be'orsa. Ravin and Abaye were traveling on the road once, and what happened? Karmei charmei de'ravi le'abaye. Ravin's donkey went ahead of Abaye's donkey. Ve'lo amar le'nezilmar. And Ravin didn't let Abaye go first. Amar. So then Abaye said to whoever was with him, Midisalik, hi, Mirabonim, Mimarve Gasli Daise. Ever since this Rav, he used to be in Eretz Yisrael and he came to Bavel. When he came back from Eretz Yisrael, he became very gaivadik. He became very haughty. Kimata lepischa debe kinishta. When they came to the entrance of the shul, Amar le. So then Ravin said to him, Neilmar, let you can go in first. So then Abaye was very confused by this. Amar le, but hashta lav marana. He said, well, before when we were in the drachim, you didn't let me go first. Amar le. So Ravin responded to him, Achamar Rabbi Yochanan. This Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein mechavne apelach sheyesh ba mezuzah. We only give kavod in a pesach that has a mezuzah. Okay, so the Gemara says, wait a second. The ispe mezuzah in the leispe mezuzah lo, only if it literally has a mezuzah. What over here, this case, almehata beis knesset beis midrash to kul the leispe mezuzah. A shul and a beis midrash don't have a mezuzah. Why not? Because it's only a makom dira where people live. So nowadays we put on a mezuzah in the shuls because we always say that it's arai, because we might eat in it a little, but we don't have the full din of kedushas beis knesset. If it was a full-fledged din of beis knesset, maker din, there is no need for a mezuzah on a shul. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then over here, Gufa, he was the one who let him go in the shul. So he let him go first. So the Gemara says, meaning any time that we're going in a place that is ro'oi for mezuzah, that is like walls like that, that means that you would give him. However, Rabbi Yochanan was coming to say that would exclude any time that you're not on, that you're on a derech. So that was what Ravin was coming to teach Abaye, that Rabbi Yochanan would hold that there's no din for me to mechabed you. However, when we're coming to the shul, there would be a din for me to mechabed you, which is why I allowed you to go first. Adkan for today.